I am an ectomorph, a hard gainer. That was what I knew before I decided to educate myself. I would hit the gym regularly only to see little or no results, and naturally this leads to frustration, and many people eventually quit or turn to steroids or develop unhealthy eating habits. Fortunately, I chose the path of better education and I started to help people get great results from training and eating healthy. Here I am going to talk to you about the biggest lies running around in the fitness and nutrition industry. Hi, I am Rahul, and as a performance coach with an experience of over 25 plus years helping more than 5,000 plus people, the biggest lesson I have learned is building a great body just isn't that complicated. Sure, it requires effort, but the principles are few and simple, and if you stick to them, you get the job done. Now, if you are willing to train for 45 minutes per day, 3 to 5 times per week, and follow a sensible eating plan, you can have a great body that you are proud of. And if you are not already a seasoned lifter, you can easily gain 15 to 20 pounds of lean mass in your first 10 to 12 weeks of training. And if you are looking to lose weight, you can lose the same amount in the same period. Now, isn't it great? Now, why I am here? I'm going to address a bunch of myths and bogus claims in a scientific and straightforward manner, and I am bringing this series, Myths Uncovered, where I am going to give you straight facts and help you approach your training and nutrition in a smarter way. But first, I want to talk about bro science and the BS. Do you know what is BS? It's bullshit. And a couple of decades ago, there wasn't enough information on exercise and nutrition. But these days, with internet and magazine racks full of glossed up magazines featuring chemically enhanced athletes, the workout information market is like a mountain. So somewhere in the dirt are the basic workable truths, the stuff we are actually looking for, but they are greatly outnumbered by the worthless crap. Now, if you hit the internet and start participating in a health and fitness forum, you are entering a land ruled by bro science and stupidity, where it's almost impossible to sort out what's true and workable and what's not. Now, even on YouTube, you'll find several channels giving stupid advice, not even backed up by science and studies, but pure bro science. Although there are very few responsible people spreading authentic awareness the right way. Now, ask me, what is bro science? Let me tell you, it is the reasoning used by amateur bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts, where the unreliable stories of people that really have no idea what's going on inside their bodies takes priority over credible scientific research. Now, just because a guy is big thanks to steroids, or a woman is thin, that is because of starvation diets that ruin your body, doesn't necessarily mean they have a good advice for you. Now, you would find several advices which fall under this category, like you should do higher reps and low weight to tone your muscles. The more sets you do, the better. Deadlifts are bad for your back, and women shouldn't lift weights because they'll get bulky. Have you heard of these nonsense? I'm sure you have. Right? And let me give you the fun fact about magazines which you probably don't know. The famous magazines like Muscle Mag, Iron Man Flex, Muscle and Fitness, and rest of mainstream bodybuilding magazines are owned by supplement companies and are used simply as mouthpieces for their products. And yes, Muscle Mag is controlled by Muscle Tech, Muscular Development is controlled by Twin Lab, Muscle and Fitness and Flex are owned by Joe Weider, and these are thus the promotion catalogs for these companies. Right? And the primary goal of these magazines is to sell supplements for the companies controlling them. And believe me, they work damn well. The magazines push products in various ways, and they have advertisements all over the place, and they balance sales pitches with some articles that actually provide workout and nutrition advice, which also in many cases end up with the product recommendation of some kind. So this is the first blow that magazines deal to you. Now, they give you a lot of advice that is geared first and foremost to selling you products, not helping you achieve your goals. Right? So we need to understand that supplement companies know that if they can just keep getting these magazines into people's hands, they will keep selling the products. So how do they ensure that you will keep buying? They'll ensure that by coming up with a constant flow of new advice and ideas, of course. Right? And they get quite creative with all kinds of sophisticated but useless workout routines, tricks and diets that include certain supplements to really maximize the effectiveness, of course. right? But the bottom line is that you can't trust these types of magazines. And now when you know all about this in this series, Myths Uncovered, you'll have excellent resource that opens up your minds and you get the right piece of information you can work on, saving you money, time and efforts. So stay tuned. See you soon with the first Myth Uncovered. And thanks for being with me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.